Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Watch. Well, to make their lives a little more fulfilling or maybe interesting, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, Ben Stiller, and Rich Ayoade, they create a neighborhood watch group, which is all fun and games up until the point where they have to save the entire planet from an alien invasion.
There is an alien invasion happening.
They're among us.
That's why I founded the Neighborhood Watch.
Any one of these people could be an alien.
We're not going to let Glenview be ground zero for some alien invasion.
We can't trust anyone.
Now, of course, if humanity were faced with certain extinction by up to no good aliens, the first course of action would be to send in Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. Hey, but when you think about it, it might actually be pretty darn clever. Trick the aliens into thinking these guys are the best of the best, cream of the crop, our top of the heap. After all, getting pitied is a whole lot better than getting conquered. But things don't quite go that easy for the guys. It takes some planning, some accidents, and some luck. And since this comedy's rated R, it all happens along with some raunchy, some swearing, and some way wrong stuff. So you'll laugh, be disturbed, and may occasionally be offended here and there, and you might end up feeling like the alien guys. You get way more than you bargained for. Now onto a serious movie that feels like it takes place on another planet, but really happens right here in the Deep South. It's Beasts of the Southern Wild. Well, Hush Puppy, she's just a little girl, and she has no idea she's living a very different life. She lives with her father in the bayou, it's not protected by the levees, and the storms come, and she has to fight to keep her dad alive and keep her reality from crashing down around her.
And it all goes quiet behind my eyes. I see everything that made me. I see that I'm a little piece of a big, big universe. In a million years, when kids go to school, they're gonna know. Once there was a hush puppy, and she lived with her daddy in the bathtub.
Now, since this is filmed in the actual bayou and stars mostly unknowns or genuine locals, it feels brutally real. It's harsh, sad, scary, sometimes uplifting, and a bit mesmerizing. And every single soul in the movie does a great job, especially the little girl. Her performance truly amazing for a six-year-old. Then there's the other parts. The existential, symbolic, and metaphoric parts? Well, clearly, I did not follow all of that. I was completely aware the movie was getting all deep and meaningful, but I had to kind of convince myself I knew what was going on and why, when in reality, I still don't know if I ever did or do understand what was really happening. So this is probably going to end up being one of those movies that high school kids are assigned to analyze and figure out, and hopefully they'll be more successful than I was. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Beasts of the Southern Wild is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.